Welcome to a high-energy opening for Toy Pizza.
New York Comic Con!
That's right. We're going to cover all the news that's coming up for NYCC.
New York Comic Con. This is the New York Comic Con episode.
All right, now, we didn't go to San Diego, but we're definitely going to New York?
If you guys do your chores, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll be there.
But not on air.
All right, we got to... Okay, so what are we going to do? News first?
Let's do some news.
Okay, so...
New York Comic Con edition.
All right, the first thing on our list, we got Funko and Super 7 with the reaction line, and they're just going to be doing their horror series, including Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm. I call him Mike.
Okay.
I'm
The Crow, Pinhead.
Mm-hmm.
But for New York Comic Con exclusively at booth number 101, mm-hmm. they'll have the retro video game style of both Jason and Freddy.
Yeah, I think we first saw this sort of styling from NECA with their 6 and 7 inch figures.
They did Predator too.
Mm-hmm. I love this style. I love the reaction line. I've been sort of obsessively buying every single one I see. I just got The Crow in the mail from Amazon, and that's definitely, I remember being an angsty teenager and really wanting a Eric Draven action figure, so that's one off of the hit list. But it's a great line. I'll absolutely be lining up to buy these figures. No question about it.
Same with me. I mean, again, that is the best Jason, honestly, like the best colorway. I mean, go watch the episode when I talk about it.
Yeah.
But the Freddy actually, I like a little even more because he's not exactly the same colorway as, he appears in the Nintendo game. He's a little brighter. It's like a brighter orange. And I really like that. So are you going to be picking them up, Cade?
No, but you will. And they will be in your, I don't want them. I'm sorry. I'm not into like Freddy and Jason. I am scared of horror movies. So
yeah, I'm not a huge horror fan. But I really like the reaction line. And
the scale is great.
And it makes me sort of, like, Pinhead. I've never seen a Hellraiser film ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just want to have a Pinhead on my shelf, you know.
No, that's frightening to me. I'm not into that scary stuff.
No, that's fair. So Funko will be at New York Comic Con at booth number 101. And since Kay's not going to be picking up those figures, I know he's a big fan of Adventure Time. Which brings us to our next piece of news.
That's right, Abrams. So, right the week of Comic-Con, their book, The Art of Ooh, comes out.
Look at this. It's heavy. It's like really heavy.
I've never seen it many times, so I don't...
That's a lie. No. You know it.
Know. It is over 340 pages.
Was that a Jesse Moynihan?
It has to be. All these crystal shaped people.
No, I'm sure, yeah.
Jesse Moynihan, for those of you who don't know, did Manly for Frederator. He's also a storyboard artist on Adventure Time. He's a hyper talent. This guy is just amazing.
Jay Moyne's right there.
And all of his stuff is really sort of toyetic and very action figure oriented.
Very colorful and faceted. So,
what does faceted mean?
Just like, you know, has
jeweled.
Exactly. Yeah. All of his like characters, like anything in Adventure Time that's faceted is
like geometrical.
It's probably him. Yeah. So it's a great book for all Adventure Time fans, and this will be available at New York Comic Con at booth number 2228.
That's right.
But it's not an exclusive though. Like, I mean, this is gonna be in stores, right?
It's shipping the week of, and I think that they're gonna have some sort of signed book plate or, a little extra tweak to offer the New York Comic Con convention goers.
Yeah, I mean, this is just incredible. Like, it's really, really awesome. And, like, for only $35, I thought this would be, like, a $50 book, for sure.
I mean, it has production. That's pretty amazing.
It has, like, production art. Wow. It has, like, post-it notes, like, scratch paper. What's really cool, there's one thing in here that I thought was really cool, is, like, at the end of all the Cartoon Network stuff, like, they have like a little interstitial where they like in the middle and then it closes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, Cartoon Network short has like
their own thing. Yeah, and so the original like drawings that they use for the Adventure Time one is in here.
Oh, like
somewhere.
Jake exploding. Like ah.
Yeah. He like goes in there. Yeah, I don't know. It's a really cool book, and we have some lying around here in the office. Obviously, a little bit early, but check it out.
Yeah, and there's also there's a lot of like other artists' interpretations. I saw John Boehm has a couple pieces in here. Matt Houston, who's a really phenomenal artist, you know, they've sort of taken some of the stuff that's fan art and out in the ether and put it in here too. So definitely drop by 2228.
2228.
You guys have these numbers memorized, right?
All right, so this is, tell me about this, DTA, October 11th.
Have you guys heard about this?
I haven't heard about this, tell me.
The Designer Toy Awards, it's put on by our friends over at Clutter Magazine. Mm-hmm. They also have an amazing gallery up in Beacon, New York, where we love to...
drive past it.
Yeah, we love to drive past and wave as it's closed. But they, every year they put on the Designer Toy Awards, and they highlight, you know, different artists and different accomplishments. Mm-hmm. Jesse Snyder is hosting it, who I believe is the brother of Dee Snyder from Twisted Sister. So
Long Islander.
How amazing is that?
That's pretty cool. I'm going to go now.
We're not going to take it. So I think this... I'm unfortunately always at some kind of business dinner on Saturday nights of Comic-Con, so I've yet to go to a DTA. Maybe this will be my first one. I don't know. It'll be great to see everybody that's nominated and see who wins. You know, they do like... most improved toy company, best designer vinyl, best resin figure.
And I think that they always do an award for like one of the toy artists of the year or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. Maybe soon they'll have best YouTube series. I don't know. Just thinking
out
loud
there. We would just take that. Yeah. Like, hands down.
We'll make award for them.
Yes, exactly.
And it's actually a pizza.
And the nominees are the toy pizza. Yeah.
And you just eat it.
Yeah. You know, they're the only nominee, so...
And, Cade, why don't you hit us up with the details here for everyone who wants to attend?
Saturday, October 11th at 10:30 p.m.
Hammerstein.
I can't read your handwriting.
Hammerstein Ballroom, remember.
Hammerstein Ballroom.
It's a good venue.
What does this say?
NYC Super Week.
What's that mean?
I don't know who put this on. I'm guessing this has got to be the mayor, right? This has a high-level sting to it, but the week of New York Comic Con is NYC Super Week.
What?
So Neil deGrasse Tyson is doing a talk. The cast of Star Trek: The Next Generation are getting together in a panel moderated by William Shatner.
This is like aside from Comic Con, or
this is all throughout the whole week. I'm sure you could go to Little Italy and get, you know, superhero-themed pasta.
That's weird.
But I like that. You know, you go to San Diego and the whole entire town is just
Comic-Con.
It's reskinned.
The restaurants, everything in the near, like, within a mile.
Yeah, so
to do something similar, like, if you're coming in town to Comic-Con but you're not interested, there's other activities for you.
Yeah, all week long. When we swung by St. Mark's Comics, the owner was saying that they're going to have a bunch of events going on. So I think it's great. You know, it lets people see our wonderful city, and it almost makes up for the overpriced hotel rooms that people will be staying in. Almost.
Yeah.
You get your money's worth coming to New York, and especially if you're going to Comic-Con, you get a little extra treat.
Maybe, we should... I should bring the Dune prototype to Sir Patrick Stewart at the...
He's got
to
be there. Just present it to him in, like, pieces. Like, this is for you.
I'll show you guys. Look, I literally have Ticketmaster open right here, and I'm trying to figure out what seat I'm going to buy. The cast of Star Trek The Next Generation, moderated by William Shatner.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. Right? Presented by Priceline.com.
We love
it
Priceline.
It doesn't say that.
I made that up.
They're not a sponsor.
You obviously are going, though.
I got to figure it out. I'm probably going stag to this. Maybe I'll take Nate Olson with me. He's a big TNG fan.
He would love that.
Are you kidding me?
Speaking of nothing related to the next topic.
Okay.
3A Toys.
Right, of course.
They will be at New York Comic Con at IDW's booth at number 1844. And why should we care about 3A? Because they're awesome?
There's multiple reasons. Okay. 3A, one of the principals of 3A is Ash Wood, who people may know best as having done a lot of the cutscene artwork in Metal Gear for the Konami series. Mm-hmm. I think he worked at McFarlane way back in the day. He's done his own comic books, World War Robot. He's really one of the most talented contemporary artists that are alive. And this is his toy company, and they just make amazing collectibles.
Extremely high quality.
Yeah, like, detail.
Anything that I've held by 3A is like... It's just really, really awesome.
Yeah.
So they're working on something for New York Comic Con? Is this what
that is? Yeah, so they have this, and we'll, of course, put some images.
You're seeing it now!
Look at that!
Wow!
It's slow panning, Ken Burns style.
New format.
So from their World War Robot line, they have these squares, and they're kind of like these little animated companion cubes,
right?
Almost.
But this is like original characters, right? From
Part of the reason Ash is such a great artist is because he creates this world and these characters, and he does it so well that people want to buy them, even though
that's really what I like, is that they're original characters from a toy company versus like, oh, we want to take this brand and make toys out of it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, well, what is this? And it's like, oh, it's from this company 3A. It's like, what? Like, I don't know, but it's so cool. Like, I like that a lot.
Yeah, so I think that this represents the evolution of the Square, who typically just has two little stubby legs. Now he's got kind of an arachnid set of four mechanized legs.
I've definitely like seen something like very similar to that. Oh, I might be thinking about the baby in Toy Story. The baby head. That's what I'm thinking of. I thought it was like, oh, is it a video game?
You're now looking at a clip of Sid.
Great.
Sid's baby head from... Nope, too expensive.
Okay. So again, that 3A will be at New York Comic Con at IDW booth number 1844.
3A, of course, have a deal with Frederator to create collectibles based on Bravest Warrior and Bean Puppycat. Mm-hmm. So as you can see on the screen here, these are very early prototypes. You can see kind of some of the corrections that we have going on. Mm-hmm. But overall, this is amazing to see. I mean, 3A are a company that are on top of their game. They are... arguably the best at the categories they do, and it's just such a perfect pairing and such a perfect match, and I love their interpretation of it.
And you are the first one to see this straight from the source, straight from us.
That's right. Yeah, so, you're lucky people.
I just think it's amazing that 3A is doing them, you know, out of all the toy manufacturers to do Bravest Warriors and Bean Puppycat. That's really cool.
Yeah, they're basically the supreme of toys.
I don't know what supreme is.
Okay.
Alright, so we say the best slice for last.
Of course.
And at New York Comic Con, we may have mentioned this before, but you are seeing on screen right now the exclusive toy pizza pin from Wheel of Fun.
Wow. Look at the on screen one. That'll be bigger.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
So they did a great job by just taking that one pizza slice that you see on our show in the interstitials and all over our social media. And they just...
It's so good.
Like, they drew it out right here, so it's going to have a nice... on the back end, it's going to be embossed New York Comic Con 2014. Mm-hmm. They got these metal lines to just, you know, cut the colors out of the pizza slice.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. It's limited to 100 pairs.
100 We're only pieces. Doing 100 pieces. We will do more pins moving forward with We Love Fine, but this will be our inaugural pin.
Sure.
This colorway will never be available again.
Right.
This is like... This is
the pen.
If you're an OG fan, you need this.
Yeah, it's so cool. If you are an OG fan, we totally want to make sure you get this. I think we talked about it a little bit last episode. Right?
Yeah.
Please leave us a comment on this video, on this podcast, you know, whatever you need to do on our Instagram. Let us know, because like Jesse said, we will set one aside for you and make sure you get your hands on it.
Now, I have a question for you guys.
Yep.
I had a couple of these pins when I was a kid, and they were like...
These pins!
Well, that would be a time paradox. And they were, you know, I had my little treasure chest with, like, a piece of amber, and a shark bites, glow-in-the-dark shark.
Yeah.
And I had a pin from The Shadow, the Alec Baldwin movie.
Okay.
And I had one of Ryu from Street Fighter.
Okay,
and
that's
they were
cool.
Like... gold, you know, they were like, I never would put them
really
on because I didn't want to lose them, but
yes.
So my question is, and my question to the audience as well, did you guys ever have enamel pins like this?
Well, enamel, not so much, because it wasn't just like, I don't know, I just didn't, like, if I had a Ryu enamel pin, of course I would rock that, but like, you know, for me it was like, you know, bands, you know, and those are just a little button
buttons.
Pins. Yeah.
No, this is not a button conversation,
okay,
this is strictly... An enamel pin conversation.
The only enamel pin that I think that I've ever gotten, yeah, I'm pretty sure, is whenever Bravest Warriors won a Shorty Award, and we went to the Shorty Awards, and they were giving out Shorty Award enamel pins, and I'm, like, really proud of that, because, like, I was a part of the team that, you know, helped win that award.
Sure.
So I have that pin on my backpack, which I have, like, a couple of other buttons, but that's the only enamel pin I have, and I'm totally going to put this one on my backpack as well. So.
I think it's time to upgrade to a briefcase.
Come on, I love my backpack. I don't want a briefcase.
So, folks, you know, one of the best ways to support Toy Pizza is to buy the product we make, to send a clear message that you guys are Knights of the Slice, and you're going to support everything we do. So please help us to ensure this sells out very quickly so that we can keep making more product.
Right. And you can find these at We Love Fine, and their booth number is 1836. And again, it's limited to 100 pieces. So if you're an OG fan that's in the New York area, stop by there and pick it up while supplies last.
Unless you're Patrick Stewart, we will give you one for free. Only one. I don't care if you're married. This, you're getting one. I'm sorry. Shatner, you can have two.
I guess that's all the pizza news, right?
That's the news we got, but that segues us very nicely into...
Pizza Ranger, Knights of the Slice Update!
So...
He sang it. He started it.
I got him to do it. A little bit, because I knew you were going to do it.
Yeah. I actually wasn't going to sing it, but...
Okay, so... What you guys are looking at right now, and you
might have... This is exciting.
You might have seen a very, very sneak preview.
I'm just going to scroll here for our eyes.
There was a very, very sneak preview on Instagram. But right now you're seeing
I think... Do a drum roll or something. This is big news, right?
Okay. We'll do a little drum roll and then make it pop up on screen.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Sorry. Ready? Look at that.
Wow, it is on screen.
Your first look.
This is what you guys have been waiting for. You got a glimpse of it on Instagram, and you're like, what are they going to look like? Mm-hmm. But again, we have been working so hard at this, and everyone's asking in the comments, like, when are the Pizza Rangers coming out? Yeah. And finally, we have for you on-hand photographs of these toys.
Of all three colors.
All three colors.
That's right.
They came out great.
Really, really nice.
They really did. Boy, there's a lot to talk about here, but these are not perfect. These are the first painted samples from Hong Kong. These are not tooling models. These are sort of prototype stage. We got a little bit of changes to make. We got some tweaks, to get it just perfect. But overall, this is kind of like the first ultrasound, really. It's when you first see something that you've created is kind of coming to fruition.
Right. Yeah, honestly, of course, all of us have been excited for the project, but I jumped out of my seat when I first saw these pictures, and I'm just like,
yes,
they're real. They're real, and they're just like, I could see myself in the future, and I was like, I'm going to have two of each, maybe even four of each, on my shelf, just like in like a perfect row.
Yeah.
And they're so awesome, and it's just like it's just awesome to see, a figure. Like, I've never been a part of a toy being made, and it's just really cool to see that come together. Especially the gold on the toy is just so sick.
I know. I'm surprised we're seeing colored, versions of them so soon. I feel like we would be looking at, clay sculpts or something at this point. But, yeah, there they are, all three colors. We got the shiny gold. They look really, really, really awesome. And they have the pizza slicer.
Well, there is a pizza slicer.
I thought we were not supposed to talk about the other thing.
Well, we got lots of secrets. Pizza slicer's okay to talk about.
We can cut it out if you want.
No. That's quite all right.
I didn't know. Don't look at me. I thought we were only not talking about the other thing.
There will be accessories involved. We are still figuring out where and how to release those accessories. What we may end up doing is offering a pre-order bonus. Mm. I would also say, this is a good question for the audience. Should we kickstart this? Do we just sort of sell it online through We Love Fine, or do we try to do a Kickstarter so we can expand the line, we can attract a bigger audience,
right,
and also add in different goodies for people?
And I would assume that, our fans out there who do want to see and have their hands on a Pizza Ranger, your input is just as valuable to kickstarting this project, and whatever you want to see in this toy, we can make it happen.
Right? Absolutely. We've always wanted this to be a bit democratic, and we certainly listen to you guys and try to reply when we can. So you tell us, if we could make this project even bigger and better through a fundraising site, would that be something you're into? Or should we just stick to doing a pre-order and then shipping the goods a couple months later?
I mean, we're totally making them, together with the help through We Love Fine. But, how can we make this the best project ever? Because, we obviously want to move forward. And, in a perfect world, everyone in the world has a Pizza Ranger with accessories and villains.
That's the idea. going through puberty. the earliest we would sort of be able to do a pre-order would probably be November. It could, as you're seeing, everything is always perpetually delayed in production. Every step of the way, there's always some snags you're hitting. So I would say we probably won't open this up until November at the earliest. It may even be later than that. And these will be in people's hands sometime in 2015. Okay. I can't imagine we would be able to sort of do something that's quality by the end of the year.
Yeah, we don't want to rush it.
You can do a 60-day turnaround time for for tooling and for production, but I want at least a month to debug. I want to make sure every paint app looks good. I want to make sure you know, any tempo prints are nice and clean. I really want to build in enough time that we can make this something we're proud of, and it's not something we rush out the door.
And we're really looking at those muscles and bulges to make sure they're spot on.
It's got to measure everything.
Just so everyone knows, I mean, you can pick your favorites now, but, you know, there's red, there's teal, and there's green. Jesse's green, I'm red, and
The official names that we're working with
is Brick.
It's Brick.
Brick Red.
You're Brick.
Okay. I'm Brick Red, okay.
I'm Lime.
Lime.
And you're Teal.
Teal, okay.
I'll take it.
So there you have it.
Teal will definitely sell out.
And I also noticed somewhere around this building there is a mysterious fourth ranger hanging out.
Big question mark there. Maybe we shouldn't reveal too soon.
I don't have any information.
I like that you said in this building. That's very true.
I've seen this guy around.
It's Ralph the Doorman.
I don't think it's Ralph the Doorman.
Okay.
I've seen somebody, you know, wearing our ranger garb and solving crimes and fighting battles.
Fighting those villains that, you know, they're always coming to attack.
There may be another Knight of the Slice.
That we don't know yet. That's kind of cool how you can...
Exactly like Power Rangers, like, who is that ranger?
Who is that ranger?
Just up on a cliff with a bandana flowing in the wind.
That's really good.
Teleporting,
okay.
Well, that is a great toy. You know, it's not the everyone's... ideal. It's kind of weird. It's like, you know, off, you know, because they're pizza rangers.
You're really good at segues.
I'm really good at segues. Anyway, weird toy. Take it away, Jesse. Jesse, you recently purchased something that is really weird.
God. Well, you know, we like to do a little found segment where we talk about things that we came across or purchased or saw online. And boy, I found something that is just a real head scratcher.
Why? I mean, you're scratching your head. We're scratching our heads. Did you buy this?
Well, you'll see on screen right now, at this very moment, Mission Médecine Sans Frontières. I believe that's
By Boucher.
By the way, I don't speak French.
So many questions right now. I can't wait to get to them.
This is Doctors Without Borders. It's an action figure. It was apparently made by a French company.
Very exciting.
And it is of a emaciated, I'm guessing, African?
Okay.
I was like, it could be a Native American as well. The cardstock is really funny. It reminds me of just like any board game from like the 70s, you know?
I mean, there are so many questions here. Like, who thought... people would want an action figure of a Doctor Without Borders character. Well,
so I Googled, but there's multiple...
figures in line?
Yes. Did you see the other ones?
No, yeah. That was my next question.
Yeah.
It just baffles my... By the way, he comes with a stretcher.
Thank God.
So clearly prognosis is not very good. The sculpt has exposed ribs.
Right, okay. There's got to be some story behind this. Obviously, they release this for a reason. But why did you buy it though? That's my question.
How could you not?
This is dumb.
Look, it depends on how much it cost you, which was after French translation.
Yeah.
How much did this cost you?
15 euro, so about $20.
It's a waste of money.
I mean. Look, it is very rare in this day and age when I see something that I had no idea existed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm well-worn in all the crazy toys that are out there. Mm-hmm. I never had any inclination this thing existed, and it blew my mind. And I have to see it up close. If this was made in this day and age... This should be a racist toy.
Oh, right? Definitely.
It is borderline a racial character.
Well, they don't have borders.
That doesn't even make sense.
I quit.
It's not... so are you going to seek out the rest in the line?
Well, no. I feel a little bad owning this. It's sort of like, you know, buying a gollywog from the Civil War.
And you're not going to display it proudly on your shelf when people enter your apartment?
No, I mean...
Immediate regret.
I have it for historic value. Uh-huh. We'll do an unboxing video.
Okay, yep.
But I'm not proud to own this. This seems wrong.
Let us know in the comments. What do you think about Médecins Sans Frontières?
Mission Médecins Sans Frontières.
Yeah.
S'il vous plaît.
Do you guys want to see more of this really, really weird stuff? I mean, this is like...
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
This, you're like upping the ante here with this thing.
Where do we go from here?
You know what I mean? It's like, you bring in bootlegs, that's one thing. Then you bring in like weird obscure toys, that's another thing. But this...
We should only feature this one from now on. That toy piece is dedicated to Berchet.
I don't... I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So let's switch gears, and instead of talking about this weird toy, we have something awesome and amazing for you guys. We have a sample from Tamashii Nation's
interstitial music.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, on to the topic of the week.
Yeah, like how hard is that?
Hello?
New York Comic Con is coming up, and one of the figures that Bandai Tamashii Nation's will have on display is the Batman figure from Injustice.
Yes.
So they've sent us a very early FEP sample. We're giving you the disclaimer, of course, the articulation, the joints, everything else are not final, so the ones that end up in stores are going to be a lot better quality than this. Mm-hmm. But for our review purposes, gives you a good idea.
I mean, I know it's not final, but he is so sick. Like, this is pretty much what you're going to get. It's awesome. He looks like he just came right from the game. And in addition to Batman, they're also doing a Joker. Which, you know, I play the game, I don't play it like that often, but I have played it. And I particularly like using Joker just for the animation of him, like, shooting you in the face with the gun.
Yeah.
And, like, just because it's, like, a longer, like, barrel. It's just so sick. And this Batman, you know, is very unique to, like, that game. And just, like, he's so cool with the cape and all the accessories. He has 8 hands. Two batarangs.
Seven
hands. Just kidding.
Two batarangs and a grapple gun.
Grapple gun and
he's cape. Got different interchangeable grapples for it.
Right.
As well.
Interchangeable grapples and an alternate face. Which, Jesse, can you tell me a little bit about this face?
Yeah. So it was interesting. I was talking to Adam at Tamashii, and he said that in Japan, characters sell better when they have a closed helmet. You know, when they're not exposing flesh. Or face.
I mean, that makes sense.
So, you're telling me the Pizza Rangers are going to be huge in Japan.
No, hopefully.
That would be cool, actually.
By that logic, it should work. And I think it's because of all the sort of the television programming from the 60s and 70s with all of the, you know, different characters.
Mask Rider.
Yeah, Mask Rider is a great
Ultraman.
Example.
Ultraman. Uh-huh.
So, you know, toys historically sell better when they have this kind of robotic face on them.
Yeah. Maybe it's because it's like anyone could be under the mask.
Well, maybe, yeah. It's sort of wish fulfillment, like, you know. All
right, we're getting too deep on... We're getting too deep dish on toy pizza.
Very philosophical.
So as you can see by the cape, you know, because of the two additional pieces that you snap on, and then the centerpiece will go into the back of the figure,
mm-hmm.
and you can, you know, move these two pieces so it looks like that his cape is flowing in the wind. And it's actually really, really cool.
Of course.
Now, my only bone to pick here, you gotta... it's very difficult to get in.
No, got it.
This stage in production.
Got it.
It will break. My only... There you go. All
right, well...
There you go.
Give me this.
Again, not final product. my only downside here is I like cloth capes on my action figures, you know? And I think that goes back to the sort of Batman that we had when we were kids.
Yeah?
But I don't... I don't see the appeal in having a hard plastic cape, even if it's as nicely articulated as this one.
I get it, but I see what you're saying. Like, if there was, like, some way it was, like, more flexible instead of a hard plastic. Like, just feeling his armor, I don't know if it's vinyl, but it's a soft plastic? Or would you say this is, a vinyl, almost?
That's cowhide.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Well, anyway.
With that design choice.
It's an industrial byproduct, so it's actually okay by PETA standards.
There we go. Check that out.
See,
that's
like,
sick. That looks cool.
Comes down.
Yeah,
you know?
Just care because it will come out again. But no, it's so awesome. Like he's super armored up, you know, straight out of the game. I haven't played Injustice, actually, but I would totally pick Batman because, frankly, he's the only good DC character.
Those are fighting words, but...
that's right.
No, I mean, Batman, you know...
What about Plastic Man?
No.
I mean, Batman is huge. You can see that, you know, it got revamped from the Christopher Nolan series, and now, okay. And now that Ben Affleck is taking the reins with Batman mm-hmm. versus Superman, you know, mm-hmm. they're going to continue. Like, mm-hmm. Batman is just, like, a favorite. And,
that's
you
right.
Know, and
finally.
Finally, yes. I mean, there's so many years of Batman toys, and it's just great that, you know, Tamashii is doing, you know, their figure, and especially yeah. Joker.
Yeah.
No. And this is in scale with all of their Power Ranger figures, so right. the display and fighting possibilities
that's great.
Are
yeah, that's really good.
Endless.
Do you think they'll do more Injustice? I mean, I don't know how well the game actually sold. You know, I have no idea. But, like, do you think they'll do more in the Injustice like line or?
I could see them doing other
Aquaman
other
probably
versions of that. I would actually
Green Lantern?
Buy an Aquaman.
I would buy Aquaman too.
I like Aquaman.
Me too.
He gets a bad rap.
Yes,
but.
He does.
Right off the bat, just like, you know, what you can expect from Tomashi figures, but specifically this Batman, like, he has, like, great poses, and it might be his muscles, like, his biceps and his armor. Like, his face is so sick, and his legs are awesome, too. And just, I really, really, really like this figure. Give this to a younger me, you know, playing with Batman toys.
Your
like,
head would explode.
Absolutely. Like, well, that's the thing, is, like, you know, when you're holding a Tomashi figure, you can tell, right? Because you can just instantly put it in all these different poses, and, you know, just taking him right from the game, putting him in those fighting poses, you get him, you get Joker, they're instantly fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I would go back in time, and I would be like, hey, Jesse, check this out. And be like, who are you? Pretty... Oh, I'm you. What? I have a beard? Yeah. You got a beard.
You'll get there.
And you got your own apartment.
And
what?
Take this toy pizza pin.
Is it what? Is it? What's for pizza? I don't care.
In time, you
hey,
will
give
know.
Me your Game Boy games. I want to resell them. No, Mom,
get out of here, you weirdo.
Then it gets bleak after that. There's some gun violence.
Some gray areas.
Yeah, I would love to see Bane. I would love to see Superman, Doomsday,
Aquaman. I only want Aquaman.
Okay, well,
I'm totally for that.
Who do you think has nicer hair, Aquaman or Thor? Let us know in the comments.
This goes on there.
Hey, this is good pod.
Hello.
I'm sorry, we're really focused.
We're very...
we can cut the dead air out, that's all.
We're very entranced by this Batman.
You've had it for 5 minutes.
I know, I'm sorry. I just, like, I don't want to play with it, you know?
No,
that's the response that I'm getting, you know, as I'm looking at this toy.
I really like the grapple gun. It has a bendy wire, so you can kind of make some dynamic posing.
You can tie your bread after you lose, you know?
I don't eat bread.
Okay, well,
that's true.
I was also noticing the human head.
Does it come off?
It does, but be very careful. Okay. Again, not final product.
I'm not gonna do it then.
The more human head has some battle damage to it.
Right around chin area. Yeah, because I just dropped. It's not gonna break anything.
By the way, when they vacuum in our studio, they just find so many hands and weapons and accessories.
Legos.
Yeah, it almost looks like, you know, Sub-Zero with like a slash of his eye.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know, reminds me of with playing Injustice, you know, like DC versus like, you know, Mortal Kombat. You know, if Tomashi started doing Mortal Kombat toys, that'd be pretty cool, like a Scorpion.
Well, rumor is Mezco has the license now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, quit spreading rumors. Just kidding. No, I love that he can hold the Batarang. It's so cool.
Yeah, although, out of all the, you know, iterations of Batman, I don't like this grapple gun.
Yeah?
You know, and
this big fat one?
And that's not the fault of Tomashi, obviously. They're making something on model, but...
Right.
It looks kind of goofy, right?
Well...
It's like a shotgun.
I'm into the...
A blunderbuss. I would take even the Nolan grapple gun or...
Really?
Remember in Batman in the Animated Series, his belt opened up and he had a mini grapple gun in there?
Yeah,
I think it was...
Yeah.
He was like battling the Mad Hatter or Two-Face. Mm. And it was like not to scale at all. It actually...
Right.
And where was the gun?
I don't know.
Pelvis?
I don't know, but that sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
Or what about like Adam West, like a rope and just toss it around? So...
Don't ever bring Adam West Batman up again.
Oh, man. Come on. You don't think Tomashi should do an Adam West Batman?
So,
I don't know.
You know. I still like those figures. But, I mean, comparing to other Batman figures, like, do you have a favorite?
I actually really liked the recent Mattel Frank Miller Batman, which was kind of ingenious. They took the He-Man body.
Right.
And put...
Literally.
Literally took the He-Man body.
Okay.
And... retrofitted it to be Frank Miller's Batman, which is almost the perfect proportion.
Because he's so, like, big and broad.
Right,
he's,
right,
like,
right,
Bane,
right.
You know? Yeah.
So, about what year was that?
I think that was within the last year.
Oh, okay. So, really recent, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last year or two, for
sure.
Wow,
awesome.
But that was a great one. I mean, you know, obviously we've shown the classic Kenner one with the belt.
I love the Kenner ones.
But yeah, check out our Batman episode.
That's right.
I forgot
tons of Batman.
Don't listen to us prattle on. There's a whole other video to go watch. So, annotation,
Here.
Sure, right here.
There,
somewhere.
There, here, okay. There.
Kate's face, my as long, face, yeah, face. The whole reason why we're bringing up this Batman and featuring and showing you guys, because he will be available on display at New York Comic Con at Tamashii Nation's booth.
That's correct. So if you like what we've shown you so far, stop on by there, see it in person.
You know, Tamashii always has a really nice presence at Comic Cons. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, their setup is, like, really great. Like, their display cases, everything is always looking good. But, yeah, you can totally catch this one in the bunch.
They get it, man. They really get it. They understand me on a deep spiritual level.
That's great.
And it's a very chill feeling.
That's awesome.
Is it sensual?
Speaking of Comic Con, for people that have never been there, maybe we can give them some tips on how to survive the show.
Sure. My number one tip is go to Wheel of Fine, grab yourself a pizza pin, limit to 100 pieces.
This feels like an ad. No. I don't know. This is your genuine tip?
Yes, no.
A good tip.
No, if I can say anything, I've gone to New York Comic Con many times, then I went to San Diego Comic Con, and then that year when I went to New York Comic Con, it changed my experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, because New York Comic Con is getting bigger, the venue has been renovated, and it's becoming a more premium event.
Yeah,
and I have to say, just like, you know where to go. Like, that's like a big thing, you know.
Like, have a plan. Yeah. Have a list of booths to hit up.
Yeah, hit them up. Like a nice one direction versus like, I'm going to go here, then here. And then back to there.
One Direction are going to be there?
They are going to be there. Wow. We're going to be running their booth.
Oh, cool. I love Talon the best. He's the bad boy.
What? I don't know which one that is. That, you're just making names up.
Yeah.
I like the one that's
Broby. Broby.
That
from
one
direction.
Sounds legit.
Well, that's great. You know, my biggest thing is I wear a blazer,
mm-hmm.
and in those pockets are snacks. Because one,
the
food at Javits is horrendous.
Yeah, it sucks.
Two, there are no restaurants within two or three blocks.
Correct, yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to recommend you go with, I like Cliff Shots Cubes, which are just like a little bit of caffeine, give you a nice pick-me-up. I have two sleeves of those easily.
Great.
I'm going to say some chia bars, banana flavored, really good.
You're like health stuff. Like, I'm thinking like goldfish, gummy bears.
Doritos, like, come on.
Doritos, Mountain Dew,
Dorit
all those
leaves
things.
You way too relaxed.
Okay.
What?
It's a meme.
Oh.
Oh, that is.
You guys don't do meme?
What's a meme?
Man, you meme with me. It'll be over, son.
No, but seriously, that's a great tip, because the only thing around the convention is, one, going to be super pricey, and it's only going to be like a halal cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, going off of that, super pricey, just prepare yourself to spend a lot of money.
Yeah,
right?
Bring cash. Don't
go in with an open mind.
Bring thousands of dollars with you.
Yeah.
Open in your
mind,
pocket.
Open wallet, yeah.
Don't be uptight. You
do
know?
Not. You cannot. It's
Don't
an event.
Uptight.
It's an event where you spend money.
Wear the shortest skirt possible.
Yeah.
If you're a guy.
If you're a guy. Only guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Kilts.
Yep.
If, like, a very mysterious French girl with big glasses is smoking cigarettes outside the con, and she's like, je ne sais quoi, come with me. I will show you all my frontier.
My medicine frontier figure.
Don't do it. It's a scam. I will not be fooled three times.
You guys are too much.
Oh, also, I would say bring a camera. Definitely capture.
Bring a bottle of water.
Bring a bottle of wine. No,
for the French, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Au genou.
Bring, you know, a French poodle. Nice and anyway.
Oh,
so
here's the biggest tip. Please don't stop in the aisles to take photos. Move to the
bring
side.
It. Bring
well,
the camera,
going to do
but
that.
Don't take photos. We hate that.
Just
no.
get out of the way. There's a perfect storm between tourists who don't know how to walk in New York City and tourists who want to take photos in the, you know, the moving lanes of the con.
Pull over.
Unacceptable. Well,
it's like texting and driving. Just pull over.
But it's going to happen. So another tip, have patience, right?
Oh.
Not possible.
Not possible. Your patience is going to wear thin in the first 5 minutes.
Can we have these tips pop up on the bottom of the screen?
Sure. They're going to be like really long texts.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them should be very long for comedic value.
It'll be like NASDAQ, just scrolling.
I think that just about does it. I would also keep an eye out because we're going to be there. Maybe we'll be in disguise. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, Walter, Bryan Cranston was in disguise at San Diego Comic Con as Walter White, and no one knew who it was. So I might be in disguise as...
Oh, he had a mask.
Yeah. Well, I might be in disguise as Nicholas Fung. From Twin Pizza, you might not be able to.
You might be in disguise as iPhone Elite. Who knows?
I know, maybe.
Could be anything.
Crazy Cage, Jesse DeSazio.
We all go as each other.
Yeah.
Mega great.
Man.
It'll be great.
Great.
So we're taking a few questions.
Yeah, we like to, wind things down post meal workout with a little Q&A.
A couple of questions
from
you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we have Q&As on our Instagram, so definitely follow us, and you can just drop us a comment, or at any time, leave us a comment, or give us an, shoot us an email at toypizzamail@gmail. And,
unless we're busy.
Well, we always have our pagers on our, Scatum Prime. Mm-hmm. And he asks, what's one toy you've wanted but never been able to get in your possession? Your grail. Unachievable.
Ooh. Mm. Well, I would say it's Doctors Without Borders, starving.
the entire line, starving victim.
Well, we covered Speclatron and Flexitron in a previous episode, which are very rare He-Man bootlegs. Mm-hmm. Those have been pretty elusive for me.
You just recently got one that you were really...
The Fortress of Fang.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the LJN made it, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. It's this enormous playset. I got it with the box.
Right.
You're looking at a photo on the screen right
now.
Beautiful. And I got it for a song and dance. I literally had to sing and dance for it.
Okay.
But that's fine. I had my tap shoes.
Good.
Yeah, do you have a favorite toy?
No, I mean, like, I feel like I've answered this before. TMNT blimp was the one thing that I never had. I had the Technodrome, but I didn't have the blimp. Also the Metalhead figure. I don't know if I had it.
The OG, like, Playmates
one? Yeah. The shiny one, too. I don't think I have that one. Probably something like that.
For me, I know there's a bunch of Star Wars figures that I was really into when I was growing up, and it's the ones that the lightsaber was too long, so they recalled them, and they made them shorter. Mm-hmm. There's a handful that I've been trying to get. I can't remember which ones I do have, but, like, I have Darth Vader, I'm positive.
With long lightsaber.
With long, yeah, I want, like, all of them.
That's such a pointless pursuit.
Okay, I mean, if I can have anything. I mean, but again, if I've owned it already, and it's like, oh, I want that back, I kind of just let it go. I'm more into toys that just, like, aren't out yet, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Like a Pizza Ranger is up there.
Give me six.
I've always wanted it. I've never been able to get it. And then, also, I'll be looking forward to the Toy Tokyo exclusives of the Reaction, Jason, and Freddy.
Ooh, good vermouth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Scatum Prime, for that question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Up next, we have Anime News Radio 101.
Okay.
What is...
That's his birth name?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, there it is.
On the license.
What is your favorite video game character, if you have one?
Oh, okay. So it's a toss-up between Link from Zelda, of course. There's many iterations of him. Probably one of the earlier ones.
How early?
Like original instruction manual art version. I have a Medicom statue.
Yeah.
So I like that one. Or Luigi, even though I get some hate, but
that's okay. You can like him.
I do. I love Luigi.
He's cursed.
In
2014, we live in a world where, you know, you can have, you know, these feelings, and, like, it's okay, you're accepted.
There's Ouija.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's right there.
Oh, boy!
I put him up there.
Okay, so do you have one?
I
think we all know who it is.
Yeah, I've mentioned it before, Snake from Metal Gear.
Not only
do we bear a striking similarity physically to each other. Definitely. but, yeah, boy, he is just...
Something.
He's cool.
That is it. That, my friends, is a spicy meatball.
He's the guy that walks down the hall of your high school that you're like, man, I want to hang out with him.
That was me.
Oh, okay.
In high school.
Okay.
Right.
Class clown and least likely to grow up.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Now, I love Link, but I want to consider my favorite. I like side characters. Like, Wind Waker is my favorite Zelda game. Uh-huh. I like Makar.
Uh-huh.
But if I had to give it to anyone, I'm just picking right now out of a hat, it would be Claptrap from Borderlands.
Oh, Claptrap.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
His humor and just his wittiness.
Dave Eddings is the voice of Claptrap.
Okay.
He works for Gearbox. Very cool dude. I was lucky enough to, I think it was at PAX East, I got to sit down and have a drink or five with him.
Cool.
And he's an awesome dude, man. And
he's exactly like Claptrap.
He's much more subdued in person.
Mm-hmm.
I think they pitch his voice a little bit. But he actually was a toy designer, and he was an old school.
Really?
He started, you know,
that's
very
really
similar
cool.
path to me in designing toys and kind of worked his way into licensing and
that's really
expanded
neat.
From there. But that's really cool. Good dude. Hi, Dave.
If you're watching.
That's awesome.
Maybe.
All right, so thank you, Anime News Radio 101. And our last question is, Ryan Penning asked, what's the best innovation to happen in mass toy production?
Best?
In the last few years, yes.
Do you have one?
Well, what's it called? I personally, I mean, he mentioned it here, like, pockets for flexible plastic pockets to put figure's hands in. I just think personally interchangeable anything like alternate hands and facial expressions is huge because, like, again, like meeting you and like being introduced to like, you know, toys like Figma and Tamashii Nation, I was like, this is pretty amazing. I mean, yeah, I had model kits and stuff like sure. But like your standard action figure only didn't come with you know, interchangeable pieces. And I think that that's huge for me because now it's not about just like having a toy on your shelf, but posing it in a certain way. Like, you know, I literally lined up all my X-Men and Marvel toys just like in columns.
In Monster High.
In Monster High. I love those. And my ponies. But then, you know, now it's all about the action pose, like having people in mid-fight.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's just huge. That's really, really awesome. Like, aside from accessories and weapons, it's hands and faces.
Yeah, I mean, that totally makes sense. I mean, we were lucky to get elbows, right? Yeah. Back in the day. Yeah. So, the fact that we can get, you know, on this Tamashii, like, toes doing that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, toes, yeah. Articulated caps.
Articulated caps.
For Link.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I would say, here, let me see this. Sure. One of the best things, one of the best sort of technological breakthroughs is having a more seamless joint at the shoulders and the hips.
Mm-hmm.
If you think back, like when they started to articulate those ball joints, we had a pin that went through.
Okay.
And it really broke up the sculpt, and it was very, you know, it was not a seamless sort of application. But they've since figured out ways to heat the plastic at different temperatures so that the joint itself is sort of adhering and becoming a solid piece to the, you know, the softer plastic that goes above it. So we no longer have to sort of see those pin joints poked right through.
So this way it hides that piece.
Yeah.
Because it has a different cooldown.
Yeah.
So it doesn't like break up the whole thing.
Yeah, and I specifically remember when Hasbro started doing it on G.I. Joe, it was like, wow, that's like, they did it at such a small scale. You know, that was a really sort of, that was a breakthrough piece of engineering, whoever came up with that.
Wow, you guys both had breakthrough technology. I was just gonna say something like blind bags.
No, that's still huge. Like, it's not new, but like blind the past bags, few years,
that's become it's an enormous marketplace. I mean, you know, a foil packed item in a dump display is the new single carded figure. You know, like you used to be able to go and get, you know, a Power Ranger for $5.99. Now $5.99 is whatever is in the foil pack at the register.
In a weird way, it almost replaced, like, baseball cards. Because you didn't know what you're going to get. You know, hopefully you got your favorite, whatever.
You just gave me an idea. Like, I don't know. It probably never happened. But maybe. Like, there's, like, over 700 Pokemon. Like, they should totally do that. Blind. Like, that would be crazy, right?
Yeah.
All I get are Dittos.
All I have are Dittos, right?
Every time.
Oh, man.
Must procure them all. Pokemon.
Yes. Oh, man. Now I'm just thinking about that. Like, what if, like, there's a very small chance of getting, like, Ditto versions of the... Of
that
the,
would be cool. They had the BDIs.
Yeah, the BDIs. Yeah, yeah.
And they came in, like, Pokemon eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be actually pretty cool.
See? Let's do that.
Or just, no, Pokeballs. That'd be...
Yes,
that,
Pokeballs,
that's the
yeah.
blind... That's
and then
the
you're
blind
like,
ball.
Oh, what is it?
It's a blind ball.
That would be so good. Can you...
I think that name, Pokeballs, is trademarked already, and it's a adult product.
Maybe.
Blind Balls.
Check
blind
the link balls. In the description to find out.
Blind Pokeballs.
Well...
Thank you, Ryan Penning.
Oh, that's it.
Fans, cool. Thank you so much for your questions. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. Keep leaving us questions.
Yeah.
We'll keep answering them.
Let us know if you're going to New York Comic Con, and hopefully we'll see you there. And let us know what you think about Médecins Sans Frontières, if you want us to do a whole episode based on that.
Or if you want to see more Batman.
Oh, yeah.
We can always talk about Batman.
And I know a lot of people out there want to see DC Universe, so we can definitely do that.
We're going to do Batman. Don't you worry about that, my kiddies. So thank you guys, and the only thing left to say is
pizza out! Check out the podcast at toypizza.podomatic.com.
If you want to listen, there's a link in the description to subscribe and download each week. But if you want to watch the video, also pictures, Jesse, on our Tumblr, everything we've talked about. If you're listening, you can see all the pictures of everything we've talked about. All right, well, we're done.
Hello?
Great.
That's a wrap.
Podcast, Toy Pizza Podcast. You are now finished watching and listening to the Toy Pizza Podcast.